And now, before presenting our next guest, I would like to react to some verbal mayhem shunted at me from Hollywood on Sunday last by an itinerant vendor of desserts. I won't mention this gelatin hawker's name at the moment. Suffice it should be to say he has a sideline called by some a radio program. On this program last Sunday evening, this gentleman, and the word gentleman is used with intent to libel, this spoil sport fell asleep. Fell asleep on his own program, mark you, making it unanimous. While he was asleep, he had a dream, during which this defiler of the Stradivarius shot at me 6 times. That same night, ladies and gentlemen, I ate a Welsh rabbit, and what I didn't do to him in my dream is nobody's business. Now, all I said originally, ladies and gentlemen, was that Mr. Benny couldn't play the B on his violin. Last Sunday, he had a cold. Colds are caused through vitamin deficiency, proving that Mr. Benny hasn't even got a B in his vitamin. Plied with aspirin and reeking of menthol, he swore that he would play the B on his program next Sunday. This dire news has swept into every nook and cranny of this country. What effect will this solo have on contemporary life in America? Mr. Cut Priceler, the eminent violinist, says,
if Jack Benny plays the B next Sunday, it will set the violin back 200 years.
Mrs. Ann Levy, wife of a tin can tourist, says,
my husband and me live in a trailer. Our radio's in the car. If my husband turns that radio on next Sunday, I'm cutting the trailer loose with me in it and hoping for the best.
Mr. Lemuel Randy Pone, Southern planter, says,
if Benny plays his violin next Sunday, the cotton crop is safe. The South will be all ears, and the ears will be stuffed with cotton.
Max Rockers, prominent union organizer, says,
if somebody can get this Benny to put his violin down on the chair before Sunday, will I start a sit-down strike? And how?
When these are but a few of the opinions voiced during the week, ladies and gentlemen, it is small wonder that we look forward to Sunday next with fear and trepidation. Tonight, in order to stunt Mr. Benny's growth permanently, we have brought to the microphone the young man who made this whole argument possible, Master Stuart Kanan. How are you tonight, Stuart?
I'm fine, thank you.
You are? How are... Yes. You are, huh?
Yes.
You're not only fine, you're confirming it, huh? Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all.
Now, on December 30th, 1936 A.D., did you appear on this program?
Yes, Mr. Allen.
And what musical composition did you play?
The B by Schubert.
The B by Schubert. Fine. Now, as perhaps you know, and how old are you, Stuart? I meant to ask you before, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Well, and you played the B for us on December 30th, didn't you? And as you know, your rendition of the B has caused quite a bit of trouble. Do you know Jack Benny?
Yes.
You know who he is, huh?
Yes.
Did you ever hear him play the violin?
No.
You didn't, huh? Lucky little you. Well, knowing the pitfalls to avoid is really half of life. Now, you see, you've got one thing you can always avoid as you grow older. Well, Mr. Benny is in a spot, Stuart. He is supposed to play the B next Sunday. And I thought if we wanted to be fair about the whole thing, you and I could explain to Mr. Benny how he can manage it. You know, we can tell him how to hold the violin and everything. Now, you show me how to hold it, and then I'll tell Mr. Benny, because I think he's listening in tonight. That's how you hold the violin,
yeah.
Huh? The violin is held in the left hand, Mr. Benny. The little finger resting lightly on the first string. The round part, the swaying end of the violin, sets well back into the neck. A little over to your left, isn't it, Stuart?
Yes.
With just a dash of Adam's apple peeking around the corner. The bow or crop, as you cowboys probably call it, Mr. Benny, is held in the right hand. Now, to play the violin, Stuart, what is it you do? How do you play it?
I draw the bow.
You draw the bow across the strings. Will you show me how you do it? Oh, back and forth briskly,
yes.
Don't you? You see, you scratch the bow, Mr. Benny, across these strings horizontally. And now that Mr. Benny knows, we hope, how to hold the violin, little 10-year-old Stuart Kanan will show little 35-year-old Mr. Benny how to play the bee. Are you all right, Stuart?
Yes.
All right, go right ahead. Don't bother to tune it up. It'll even sound better without tuning it. It'll sound better than his will, Sunday, if you take the strings off and just hit the wood part, it'll sound better. You all right now?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Stuart. That was the bee, Mr. Benny. And on Sunday next, we wish you well.